A Japanese Viewpoint. 11.
One of the most well-known American customs among Japanese visiting the United States is tipping. I personally do not appreciate this custom because it is a pain in the neck. I understand that giving a tip to someone who helps you in a certain way is not unique to Americans and is very common in many parts of the world. Even in Japan, you may give a tip to someone who serves you, but such situations are very limited to bars or similar services. I have asked Americans at many different places, "Do I have to give a tip?" They usually say it is not really mandatory to give a tip, or you are not really obliged to do so. It's entirely up to you whether to tip or how much of a tip you should give to them. Most tourists' guidebooks suggest 15 to 20% of the bill as adequate for waiters, waitresses, taxi drivers, hotel porters, hairdressers, and barbers. You never give a tip to a flight attendant or workers at gas stations or medical doctors or nurses. Tipping is not legally required in the United States. However, some people may have problems if they don't get a reasonable amount of tips. For instance, waiters and waitresses at restaurants are generally paid less than other kinds of jobs and are supposed to declare the amount of tips they are assumed to have received for the whole year when they fill out a final tax return. They are assumed to receive a certain amount of tips, so they have to declare at least that much. Their tips are not tax exempt. Therefore, if customers leave no tips at the table they serve, then waiters or waitresses may actually lose money. If you stay in the United States long enough, you will feel obliged to leave a tip on the table, although you know it is not legally required. How many more centuries will Americans continue this troublesome custom?